This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa State University researchers have discovered a new vulnerability in soybean cyst nematode. We'll have more right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
A study co-authored by an Iowa State University professor has identified a new vulnerability in the signals that cyst nematodes, in particular soybean cyst nematode, use to infect plant roots. This could prove to be a potent method for reducing damage from the parasitic worms. Thomas Baum, professor of plant pathology, entomology, and microbiology at ISU, said it's difficult to eliminate SCN from soybean fields once it is already present.
Estimates range to up to $1 billion or more a year in the U.S. So that's significant, and that's probably due to the fact that this worm, well, I said it already now, this is a nematode that lives in the soil. Once it is in your field, you just will not easily get rid of it anymore. So it is going to be a problem year in, year out, and that's why it's such a big issue for soybean industry.
Through this study, researchers found a single protein that cyst nematodes use to trigger chemical signals that hijack infected plants. Baum said these chemical signals are what allow cyst nematodes to feed on host plants.
From hatching in the egg to feeding is a very dangerous time for the nematode, so it needs to preserve its energy. And for it to be able to infect the soybean root, it needs to have certain tools at its availability. So certain proteins that the nematode, certain molecules that the nematode secretes into the soybean plant to do some major remodeling on the cellular structure enable for it to be able to feed.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.